here at the IFAJ 2009 Congress in Fort Worth, and with me is Diane Johnson, who's been the logistical coordinator for this entire event, where the International Federation of Journalists and the Ag Media Summit are being combined for the first time ever. Diane, I know you've been hard at work for this. What were some of the challenges that you faced in getting these two congresses together? And you've done a heck of a job.
Well, thank you. I think probably the thing that our goal the whole time was to make sure that each organization had their own identity, yet we also made a careful blend of letting them each experience the other event. And I really feel like we did a good job, or have done a good job, with projecting that goal. So I think that was probably one of the challenges that we started out with, and we've been very successful in getting that done.
Now, one of the things that I've been impressed with so far, of course, we just started here, but you've built some good free time into this. And what was your goal there, especially with our international visitors?
Well, with my experience in going to the last four congresses, we discovered that we wanted a little bit more free time. And even with Ag Media Summit, those people always request a free night. So what we have right now is every other night is a free night. Now, on the other nights, it's a party. So we're letting people be able to explore Fort Worth, rest up, and not just wear them out every evening with a really tight schedule, so they can enjoy the days and enjoy the workshops a little bit better without falling asleep.
And today, on Friday, the first day, we've got a lot of free time for the people that have already come in, and they're getting to go around Fort Worth, and you've been there to try and help coordinate people, get them where they want to go. What are their main interests? What do they want to see?
Everyone wants to buy cowboy hats and boots, and I've been very careful to clarify with them how much they want to spend on that, so we send them to the right stores. But in general, most of the people have gone down to the Fort Worth Stockyards right now. They're down there, and they're going to get to buy souvenirs and their hats and boots. And then we have another group that's gone over to the Cultural District, which is our museums. Mm-hmm. The National Cutting Horse Association Futurity is going on. And so that's a whole different side of Fort Worth. So we're really glad they've kind of had an interest in both sides.
Mm-hmm. What has registration been like this year?
We are going to hit 700 people, which is very incredible. And of those 700, there are approximately 130 that are from international, that are from other countries. And we have 29 countries represented.
All right, very good. Well, thank you very much, Diane Johnson, coordinator of IFAJ AMS 2009. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.